Georgia authorities initiate probe into possible illegal ballot harvesting in 2020 election. By Wendell Hasebo on January 4, 2022. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger announced Tuesday he initiated a probe into possible illegal ballot harvesting in the 2020 election. While former President Trump lost the state of Georgia by a 12,000-vote margin, True the Vote submitted a complaint to Raffensperger's office on November 30 that details digital data of 242 people making visits to drop boxes to dump mail-in ballots, with about 40% of the trips occurring between midnight and 5 a.m., just the news reported. The True the Vote evidence reportedly includes phone data correlated with video that shows individuals dropping ballots at 5,662 ballot drops during the 2020 pandemic. Breitbart News reported on a True the Vote document in August. In other words, what the document says is that True the Vote was able to take cell phone ping data on a mass-wide scale and piece together that several people, suspected ballot harvesters, were making multiple trips to multiple drop boxes, raising potential legal questions in a number of these states. Raffensperger told Just the News. We do have some information. And we are going to investigate that. We did deploy drop boxes that were under 24/7 surveillance. And because they were then that really, you know, can indicate who dropped that information off, and we're really just going through that. If people give us, you know, credible allegations, we want to make sure that we do that, Raffensperger continued. And we have that right now as an ongoing investigation, he added. That will be one of the processes we're looking at if we have people that don't want to come forward for whatever concern, because we really need to get to the bottom of it. We just can't let it sit there and lie. So if it comes to that, then that's probably the next step that we'd be looking at. Raffensperger's decision to open a probe into the security of elections comes as Governor Brian Kemp, R., decided not to open an investigation into the matter last spring. Both Raffensperger and Kemp have come under heavy fire from Trump for not conducting thorough investigations into the reported election fraud, though Raffensperger's Tuesday announcement drew a statement from Trump. Wow, big news on Georgia election fraud. Many other states to follow, Trump said in a press release. In August, Trump told Breitbart News True the Vote's investigation is imperative, while noting that voting in person with an ID should be made law in Georgia. This is a big deal. This is a big deal. I know, I've been hearing about it, Trump stated about True the Vote's investigation. Voter ID is very important, Trump continued. Georgia's new law is not strong. Texas's new law is strong. Georgia's new law is not strong because the governor of Georgia didn't want it to be strong. It's better than it was, but it's not strong. Frankly, going to paper ballots is better than anything you can do, paper ballots. Going to paper ballots. You know, Canada uses paper ballots. I think going to paper ballots would be the best thing if you want to have accurate elections. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.